Hi everyone, it's me, Tariq Bliss Bibi from TariqBibi.com, helping spiritual businesswomen and men thrive doing what they love, helping them hit six figures and beyond in record time. I'm very excited for today's module. Today we're going to be focusing on a life-changing book called Celestine Prophecy, and it is by James Redfield. And this is one of the first books that I got into that has changed my life completely, from living a reality where I'm not aware that the universe and God and source are communicating to me consistently, to living in a magical reality where everything and everyone could be literally a direct communication from source, God, universe, nudging me and guiding me to go through doors, to go through paths that lead me to what I'm desiring, what I'm seeking. So very exciting. So to get things started, I invite you to close your eyes, take a deep, conscious belly breath, and release. Beautiful. Starting now, we're activating the infinity healing. If you'd like to receive it, just say yes. And if there's anything stopping you from receiving or releasing the maximum, would you like to clear that? And if there's any part of you that is resisting, sabotaging, interfering with, getting in the way of, or even afraid of all the great things that can happen during today's session, would you like to set them aside now, throughout the session, and even after the session? And to show them from the highest perspective what's actually going on, would you like that? Beautiful. Okay, this energy, this infinity healing will be running throughout this whole entire audio. And we're going to get started. So we're going to go over the 12 prophecies. These are 12 prophecies. They're 12 steps. They're 12 insights that are going to change your life and guide us to live in a more aligned reality that is going to help us evolve and grow and is what is Source, God, Universe's vision for humanity. So when you read the book, it's written as a story. But when you take the insights, you might as well take them as if they were given to us from the divine. Okay, so we're going to start with step number one, noticing synchronicity. Synchronicity, also known as meaningful coincidences, are tiny miracles steering us towards the good life, to awaken us, guided by a spiritual connection to the unfolding of our intended destiny. Staying in a state of alert expectation concerning the major questions of our lives or the help we need increases the frequency of synchronistic answers. The secret is remembering first thing in the morning to watch for these magical synchronistic moments, to practice each morning reminding yourself that it exists, and then immediately begin to look for its appearance in your life. Synchronicity usually operates in a sequence. Identify an intuitive thought or hunch that suggests a course of action that will move your life forward. Be aware of the thoughts that come to you and seem necessary to pursue. When you follow the intuition and take this course of action, you find yourself in a place where synchronicity occurs, giving you just the information and clarity you need at that moment. The universe is designed to help you, but you have to pay attention. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate, activate, clear everything in the way of this principle? If so, just say yes. Beautiful. Okay. Prophecy number two, the world has a spiritual design. Moving into a new outlook that recognizes spiritual design, this design rewards an attitude. Our soul's dream of our mission comes to us, and we move toward this destiny by a near miraculous intuition and synchronistic flow. Finding a spiritual connection and allowing ourselves to be guided in this way, we're discovering a more detailed understanding of how the world genuinely works. We can shape another historical era of inspirational life for generations to come. Would you like an Infinity Healing to download, integrate, activate these principles, this prophecy, and clear everything in the way of it happening right now? Would you like that? Beautiful. Number three, giving the karmic design. Realize the world is an energetically connected environment that is spiritually constructed to bring our greatest dreams into fruition. Align our lives with the universe's ruling principle, giving. Looking out for the best interests of others. Striving to perceive something they need in order to manifest their dreams. If we give them this information, it feels synchronistic to them and elevates their lives. It creates an immediate karmic effect in our lives. When we help others, we karmically begin to attract people into our lives who act the same way. They in turn help us. These helpers are also being given intuitive suggestions of how they can help us. We experience their aid as exactly what we need at the very moment to extend our destined flow in life and ask ourselves how we can be of service to another. As this happens, we receive an intuition suggesting a specific way this person needs information or direct aid. The key is always to seek to be a synchronicity for others by giving them just the right information and help they call for at the time of our encounter with them. In this way, we begin to experience the transforming reality of becoming an agent of the divine. The wish to help others opens up our divine connection and strengthens our union with higher intelligence. Would you like an Infinity Healing to download, integrate, activate, have this as a default, and clear everything in the way of this happening right now? Beautiful. Okay. Insight or prophecy number four. Human control dramas that we have used to build ourselves up at another person's expense. So if you look in your bonus material, we're going to include a bonus healing audio that actually helps you clear your control dramas and how you feed into other people's control dramas. So check for that in the bonus section. We've included it for you. If we are mindful and catch ourselves every time we begin our control drama, eventually our control drama falls away completely. So this is how we've learned from childhood how to take energy and how to react to other people's energies, and they keep us stuck in this survival vampiric way of getting energy from others or taking energy from others and how people take energy from us. So we want to break free from that and listen to the bonus audio to do that. Beautiful. The dramatics begin to fall away until we can stop ourselves before we even lapse into such a trap. So would you like an Infinity Healing to integrate, download, have this as your new default setting, your new way of being free from these ways of giving energy and taking energy and having energy be taken away from us? Would you like that? Beautiful. The spiritual connection, insight number five. We break through at least momentarily to experience a moment that seems to move us past our normal level of consciousness, and we sense an ultimate connection. Sometimes this event comes through a spiritual practice we found that brings us to this moment. Instantly, we receive a fast-forward boost in our sense of well-being, peace, and even blissfulness, as a greater sense of knowing and wisdom and the deep emotion of love. Would you like an Infinity Healing to integrate this insight, to activate it, to have it as your default, and to clear everything in the way of this happening right now? Beautiful. Number six, sensing a life mission. We begin to receive a sense of clarity for where synchronicity is taking us, what our life direction might be. This consciousness brings the strong intuitions and guides us to our mission in this life. It is usually a vague glimpse of our future destiny, one that invokes in us a heightened sense of inspiration and fulfillment. though somewhat undetermined, our intuitions can stand as a general goal that will help us understand and follow our synchronistic path and help us move forward. Would you like an Infinity Healing to download this prophecy, this insight, to integrate it, activate it, and clear everything in the way of you being able to follow through on its wisdom and guidance? If you'd like that, just say yes. Okay. Insight number 7, following intuition. We begin to notice synchronicities aimed at our ultimate calling. Once we learn to identify intuitions, we realize how they bring forth synchronicity, another elevation of awareness occurring. First, we receive an intuitive picture, an urge to end or begin something, to solve a problem, or to pursue some line of interest. Then, if we follow the guidance diligently with mindfulness, an important synchronistic breakthrough will take place, thus leading our lives forward to our greater calling. In this way, following our intuitions is the key to increasing our synchronistic flow and maintaining our flow of destiny. Would you like an Infinity Healing to download, activate, integrate this insight and have it as a default and clear everything the way of it happening right now? Beautiful. Number 8, giving energy increases synchronistic experiences. Once we clearly see the process of synchronicity, what we observe most often is that people provide many of our synchronistic experiences. Yet sometimes others do not feel comfortable talking to us. As a result, we end up leaving that encounter feeling as though we missed out on something. They were supposed to tell us something and we missed it. We find another step up in consciousness when we grasp the solution to this problem, one which enhances our attitude of giving as we communicate with them. We must actively uplift others by visualizing an expression of a higher connected consciousness in their eyes and on their face. Continue to visualize them moving above their ego into an authentic, united state. As a result of this, not only is the person lifted into a greater level of experience, they are more likely to intuit some message they have for us. So what I'm gathering from this is sometimes the messengers are imperfect, and that we need to take the message and not focus so much on the messenger. So, and also know that we will receive our messages from these imperfect messengers. Focus on the message, take what's best and leave what's not. And also sometimes the messenger might be in and out of their own stuff. So by sending them love, sending them healing, holding space, you're bringing out the best from them. But the universe and God communicates to us through everything and everyone. So sometimes our ego and mind goes, I can only learn from a guru, I can only learn from the spiritual community. And in fact, some of the heaviest energies on our planet are the greatest teachers and are channeling powerfully Source God universal messages. So would you like an Infinity Healing to download, activate, integrate, and clear everything the way this is happening right now? If so, just say yes. Beautiful. Number 9, fulfilling human destiny. We can now see how if everyone was practicing this virtue of uplifting others, we would quickly accelerate the spiritual transformation of the world, where both people feel their divine connection getting stronger and stronger. Think of the where to gather phenomenon. When this goes viral, then everyone can quickly identify their life mission and can synchronistically move to the right place of service. If you're wondering what the two-person phenomenon is when two people are gathered in the name of God or a higher cause, that's when we're most powerful. When two or more are gathered in the name of God, miracles happen, transformation happens. As we embrace a continuous experience of synchronicity, millions of individuals will be unleashed to follow their destinies. And this is already happening on our planet. Over time, such growth will transform us into a spiritual form and unite our current dimension with the afterlife dimension, ending the cycle of death and rebirth. Humanity's destiny is gradually to bring intelligence that inspires the heavenly realms into the earthly domain. A lot of us are here, we've come from higher dimensions, and we're just trying to go back there. We're not here to go back there, we're here to bring there. Down here, we're here to bring the heavens to earth, co-create heaven on earth. We're here to ground the higher dimensions into this 3D earth, not to escape it and go back up there. We're here to create what we remember from up there and bring it here into this realm. And one of the ways of doing that is by bringing it through our energies, through our beings, but also through our businesses and our companies, which then spread that into this world. So if you'd like an infinity healing to integrate, balance this principle and clear everything the way of that happening right now, if you'd like that, just say yes. Beautiful. Insight number 10. Life in heaven guiding us on earth. The afterlife becomes not an abstract idea, but a real place with real activities. As this rapid spiritualization continues, the veil between earth and heaven begins to part, and we rise to sense and feel those in the afterlife with a new reality. With this insight, we are making the higher meaning of life more conscious and self-evident while leading more people to catch the vision and thus accelerate both their lives and the progress of the world. Would you like an infinity healing to download, activate, and clear everything in the way of this insight happening in your reality right now? If so, just say yes. Beautiful. Number 11, the power of prayer. In this level of consciousness, we become more purpose-driven and receptive to how those in the afterlife are lifting us up. We begin to comprehend the real nature of prayer and guided purpose. We realize that prayer works with karmic design. The more we are in alignment with the principle of giving and our inner intuition to accurately help others, we will sense our heightened creative power and see it working through our prayers. When we use this power of uplifting the spiritual consciousness of others, we draw more powerful people into our lives to uplift us. The key is discovering that affirmative prayer practice with the emotion of gratitude. It will happen, establishes the strongest faith and validity. It is done. So, would you like an infinity healing to download, integrate, activate, and clear everything in the way of this insight being able to manifest into your reality? And to use that insight to the fullest, would you like that? To serve your highest good and the highest good of all. Beautiful. Insight number 12, the sensation of God's presence inside us. Armed with divine confidence, we begin to take the next step to self-knowledge. We experience times when a greater sense of divine begins to dwell within us. This indwelling feels like a sense of God's presence. We still have our personal identity, but this status becomes subservient to a complete consciousness of love, patience, and openness to action. For this presence to remain or get more powerful, we must be totally transcendent of our control dramas or moments where we do not act on our intuition of other people's best interest. In this sense, divine presence is always there unless our bad habits put distance between us. Simply put, the process is this. When we're not in the flow, we feel disconnected and either anxious or frustrated. So we distract ourselves with various compulsive activities designed to make our misery go away. It could be anything from over-shopping, compulsively watching sports or celebrities, actual addictive behaviors, from sex to drugs. Everyone knows what his or her vices are, including you, and transcending them keeps you in touch with the magic of synchronicity. Feeling God's familiar presence, you will sense the flow of our destiny unfolding at any age and move into sincere awareness of the distractions and addictions your ego has always devised to sidetrack yourself. The presence then becomes non-dual, existing both within and outside of us at the same time. When we are acting in karmic alignment, it brings us an even greater intuitive knowledge that animates the truth we tell to others. This enlarges us beyond our wildest dreams, providing we always act in harmony and recognition of it. We must never walk into a room without consciously realizing how His presence, meaning the divine presence, moves into the room with us. He keeps us in a relative zone of near miraculous helping. And you can even set the intention before going into an event how can I be of service, and guide me to receive all that I'm here to receive and give from the overflow. Furthermore, by getting into alignment with this design, you set the stage for the complete integration of all the insights and for sustained higher consciousness as the levels work together automatically. Ending off, when someone shares with you new concepts and ideas, don't just dismiss it, and also don't just accept it. Test it for yourself. Experience it for yourself. Then only does it become your truth. All these insights I have personally experienced for myself, it's happening. All I can suggest is for you to start becoming more aware. Would you like an Infinity Healing to download, integrate this principle, clear everything the way of it's happening and manifesting in your reality, and to fully take advantage of this principle, this insight, and all of these insights, clearing everything in the way of you being able to fully take advantage of them and to use them to propel you forward on your path for your highest good and for the highest good of all concern. If you like that, just say yes. Beautiful. Okay, so this was taken from the book Celestein Prophecy. Highly recommend reading that book, and definitely follow up with this by listening to the audio or the video we're going to send you, which is the follow-up, which is the homework for this module, where you're actually going to clear your childhood control dramas once and for all. So to conclude, we're going to say, Source, God, Universe, please deepen these healings, take them to their infinite next level, share them with our inner children, parents, ancestors, past lives, all space-time and dimensions, now and forever. Integrate into this healing more than what we know to ask for, so that this or something greater will happen, manifesting all our heart's desires so that we may feel fulfilled on all levels, giving us infinite intuitive nudges, coincidences, synchronicities that get more and more intense to the point that we can't help but acknowledge them and follow through on their guidance by taking fast, inspired action. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it is. Amen. Aho. Take a deep breath. Open up your eyes. Bring yourself back into complete presence. Make sure you stay hydrated. Journal what starts to happen in the next few days, good or bad, big or small. It's all part of the process. Make sure you go to the Facebook group and let us know what was your biggest takeaway, what was your favorite insight, and what came up for you, and start tracking. Use the Facebook group as a way of journaling every day, every morning. Go to the Facebook group and just reflect back what happened the last day, any synchronicities, any signs, any guidances, you being in divine service to another by saying what they needed to hear, or someone else was being in divine service and saying what you needed to hear. Celebrate those with us so we can celebrate them with you, and keep it up. And I'm sending you love. I'll be with you on the next call. Bye for now. And remember to keep thriving, doing what you love.